All right, coming into our next to last segment on growth and development of jazz, I got two quick tunes I want to play for you. The first one is the tune called Four Brothers by the Woody Herman Band. For those of you who are in my class, I'm not allowed to tell you who the four brothers refer to, but if you do a little bit of research, maybe on the internet, you'll be able to get the name of the four musicians and the instrument that they played when we listened to this tune. This is from a 1945 recording of The Thundering Herd. The second tune I'm going to play, the first tune by this artist that I'm going to play, because I'm going to play another tune by him in the last set, is Mac the Knife. Many of us have heard the McDonald's commercial, but when people think about the tune Mac the Knife, they are thinking about this version that was made by Louis Armstrong in 1955. After this, we're going to take a brief break and we'll be back for the final segment.
Goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white, just a jackknife has Mac Heat dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk. Sunday morning, even, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone? Mac the knife from a tugboat by the river. A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mac Heat's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
And we'll be right back for the final segment of Growth and Development of Jazz.